Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. Welcome. You are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. This is show number 42. And just when you thought it was safe to start consuming junk food again, well, maybe you never thought it was safe, but you never thought that it was a threat to your financial security. But think again. Heather Wagenhals, a certified identity theft expert, is here to talk about it. Heather, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, so what's the deal here? I can't even go get a burger without worrying about identity theft?
No square burgers for you, my friend. Not at least in a safe credit card-like manner. Wendy's is probing reports from some of their card card processing companies, and it's not completely widespread, but it's through several of their units, and they're talking about from a period of time in the fall to the end of last year. So October, December-ish is kind of the window that they're looking at. And this this just gets to go in with that whole, all right, well, I have a card with a chip in it, or I was supposed to have a card with a chip in it, but why aren't these retailers taking my chip card transactions?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong here, Heather, but after, I think it was October 1st, the retailer was supposed to be liable for all acts of identity theft or credit card fraud resulting from the fact that they haven't been using the chip. And supposedly that was the conversion date.
Yes. But, you know, as you and I were discussing off air, you haven't even received all of your cards with the replacement chip card in them.
Right. Yeah, I haven't
yet. So we can't be proactive as consumers if the industry is lagging behind. And I can tell you numerous retailers that I go to on a regular basis for my routine shopping, like groceries and things like that, and they have the new machines installed in, but they have like a business card shoved in there that says swipe card, you know, chip reader not active. So they're not even using them anyway. So I think they're feigning compliance by having the machines there, but they're not actually reading the chip.
Well, my dry cleaner has one, I'll tell you that, and it actually works pretty fast. But if you go to the ones like in the department stores and Walmart, et cetera, the thing takes forever to do its thing. It's a totally annoying system here, Heather. I mean, couldn't they do any better than this? I'd rather give them a thumbprint than what they make me go through at the place with this thing.
You know, it reminds me of a particular scene from my favorite book, Atlas Shrugged, and that's where Dagny Taggart and Hank Reardon are sitting there talking about her collapsing bridge when she has to go redo the Rio Norte line. And they're looking at this bridge, and Hank says to her, well, why don't you replace that with Reardon Mill? She said, well, I did. I asked my engineers to look at it. It'll cost too much. And he's like, why? And so she showed him the plans, and he's like, oh, this is all wrong. And he says, when they went to replace wood bridges with steel girders, they had to redesign how they're doing it. They didn't build wood bridges just with new steel things. They had to redesign it. And the problem is that they're not, they're trying to go backwards compatible instead of just throwing out the old system and putting in the new system. It's like, how we're supposed to be America. We're supposed to be number one. I don't get it. Like, the European Union has been way ahead of us on this for years.
Oh, yeah. Well, they also require in the EU that you use a PIN. It's called PIN chip technology, or chip and PIN. And somehow we can't figure out how to do that.
Well, we can't figure out the chip part, let alone the PIN.
Yeah.
You're talking Chinese now. Nobody's going to understand that here. What do you mean PIN? We don't even get the chip, let alone chip and PIN. So, the thing to do is, unfortunately, we're path of least resistance people, like we talk about on my Unlock Your Wealth radio show and brain-based financial literacy. You already know to spend less and save more, but you don't because you're biologically set up to fail at that. The brain is basically lazy, and it's so much easier for us to just swipe instead of go hit an ATM for some cash, and pay cash for that transaction. But, I think that a lot of this stuff is going to make consumers wary, and we're going to try to go back to cash.
Well, you might want to try, but there, in case you haven't looked at the financialsurvivalnetwork.com lately, there is a war on cash taking place. The powers that be want you to trash your cash, and in most cases, they've been successful. Only 7% of the transactions that occur in the U.S. today are used with the greenbacks. So most people, they're too far down the rabbit hole here, Heather. They don't know what cash is. 20% of you out there don't even have 20 bucks in your pocket right now. You have no money. You just rely on credit cards, which is great when you have an aggressive panhandler come up to you. You just say, hey, I don't carry cash. I just do credit cards. And although I did read about a guy in Detroit now who he's a beggar and he's accepting credit cards right now, but do that at your own risk.
But do you remember there was a time when people were afraid of all of this stuff? And they're like, no.
For good reason, as it turns out.
Yeah, you couldn't get people to do this, you know, and that's the problem, you know, and this plays into a bigger conversation about Big Brother. How much do you want people to know about you?
Yeah, well, as little as possible, and even less than that, if I can. But the reality is your existence, you have two existences, your existence in what we would call temporal reality and your online existence. And the online existence is giving people even more trouble than their temporal existence at this point.
Well, we've completely digitized our realities. You know, do you remember, I don't know if you're a fan of South Park. It's one of my
guilty
pleasures.
Yeah.
And so do you remember the episode with Guitar Hero? Uh-huh. And what's-his-face's dad comes out with his guitar and he's like, you know, and they're just like, what? You know? But they were all into Guitar Hero when it was a computer game and they were pressing buttons. But when it was an actual guitar, they were like, you know, Cartman, oh, that's so lean.
Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, it's that's what it's coming down to. You know, your two worlds are colliding here and there's just a potential for so much bad things to happen. Well, on the good note, one of the reasons I believe that armed robberies and muggings are down is because it's a no-win game. Most of you out there aren't carrying cash, so what's the point of mugging you other than if you're wearing some fancy-looking jewelry? What do you get other than the ability to do identity theft on the person? Not much.
Well, yeah, you know, and how many people are going to be savvy enough to go use the credit cards now? And if, you know, we have so many crime-based shows and dramas on TV. And if any of these criminals just happen to watch any of that stuff, they see how quickly people get caught when they start using stolen credit cards. So unless you're going to kill the people so they don't get reported, you know, that's another, that's an extreme measure just to get, you know, some cash out of somebody, you know, just taking a person's stuff is pretty easy, but you're right. You know, when there's no cash, you know, and you're not savvy enough technologically to be able to get the money out of the cards, it's a moot point.
Yeah. Well, I really believe that that's part of what's going on here. They have to elevate their game, the muggers, right? And what else are you going to do? So, wow. So Wendy's isn't safe, and that makes you start wondering about any fast food chain. What are your odds of getting your data pilfered from any place now? Target, look at all the places where it's happened here, Heather.
Well, it certainly makes you want to think about eating healthier, that's for sure.
Yeah, eating healthier, maybe bartering so you don't have to use cash, you don't have to use plastic. What else can you do here?
Well, you know, we have to remember, too, that when we think in terms of credit card and safety, you know, when it comes to a data breach like this, when they're stealing transactional information and account numbers, it's really hard to build and steal an identity from only a credit card number, okay? So we're right now, let's differentiate this. This is card fraud is what you'll be a victim of here, okay? Because they don't really have your name. They don't have date of birth. They don't have anything like that. They have whatever information is contained on the card in the magnetic strip, and that's it. So we can kind of take some solace that the only activity that'll occur will be on whatever card was used to create that transaction. And we have to remember also that these chips are not all completely a panacea because they only protect us in retail transactions or in-person transactions. If you're doing something over the internet, these chips are actually useless because you're having to hand type in your account number. And when you swipe or insert a chip card, what they're doing is they're creating a unique transaction number that gets transmitted. So if somebody catches that, it's useless without the other half of the encryption key. So they don't actually get your account number. And so if you had been to Wendy's and you were at a location that uses the chip card, because remember, franchisees can pick and choose who they do business with. So if you were using your chip card at a location that had the chip card reader, you're likely not going to have any issues.
Right. So the chip cards do provide some protection if they would only be adopted.
Right. And it's again, it's a matter of this backwards engineering, you know, and people are trying to figure out how to retrofit this new technology into their old systems instead of just upgrading.
Right.
And shame on them because, you know, we don't bank just locally anymore. These bankers have known about the international banking, you know, protocols and what's been going on overseas for years. And we just chose not to adopt it. And it made us vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's cocky American.
Yeah, it's been out there for ages. I mean, I had this conversation recently that just the banking community and the credit card called clearinghouses, they just don't seem interested in coming to terms with this problem. They really, the losses, Heather, at this point are acceptable to them.
Well, yeah, you know, because they can manage it right now in their cost of doing business. But, you know, it's not cheap having to buy every person that gets breached, you know, identity theft protection and credit monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know what I think about credit monitoring. It's kind of for the birds because it's reactionary.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, somebody took your, you know, a look at your credit profile. You're like, oh, great.
Watch them steal. Watch it go.
So now it's all about mitigation of loss, which we want to be proactive. We don't want it to happen to begin with.
Well, that's why keepmyid.org is a sponsor of the show and why you should go there. Use the code FSN2. Heather, anything else we need to be thinking about here?
Well, we just have to not always take the easy way out. You know, it's a natural inclination to be lazy, but at what price is the expenditure of a few extra calories in our personal financial future? We just have to really ask ourselves that question.
Yeah, we really do.
Is it really worth it?
Yeah. Hey, better to be safe than to have to like start with new credit cards all of a sudden, new identity. I mean, it really can be devastating if you're not up on what's going on, if you're not proactive, and being proactive is the most important thing. Heather, where do we find you? And you've got a book coming out in the near future?
Yes, I do. So you can find me at unlockyourwealthradio.com. And the Yes You Can book is coming back out. We're re-releasing it. We're doing Yes You Can 2.0. And it's for the 7 elements for self-empowerment. So it's revised and expanded from what we did 5 years ago, 6 years ago now. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Wow, that's really great. And when can we expect to see that on virtual bookshelves around the blogosphere?
Yes, we would like to say circa March 1st is the tentative date. So
right around the corner.
Keep you posted.
Right around the corner. So,
yes.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck on that book, Heather. And hey, just be safe and not sorry. Be proactive, not reactive. And we will talk to you again soon, Heather. Be well.
Yeah. Thank you. Make it a prosperous day.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.